A fiery state lawmaker from Mecklenburg County is retiring after next year. Republican Senator Bob Rucho of Matthews has represented the area off and on since 1996. When the GOP gained control of the legislature after the 2010 election, Rucho played a significant role in some of the state's major legislative changes. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk sat down with Rucho today and filed this report.
Senator Rucho gives a simple answer for why he's ready to retire.
How many times do you have an elected official that makes promises? Every time. How many times do you have them that have signed off and said, that's done, this is done? I've finished my job.
Rucho had a major hand in cutting taxes, redistricting to get the GOP more seats, overhauling voting laws, and paying off a massive state debt for unemployment insurance. He's been outspoken about the need for those changes and dismissive of what he calls liberal cronies trying to protect the status quo.
If I know and I believe fully that I'm doing the right thing, of course you take input from everybody trying to decide, but if you're having to make the decisions, you make them. And the critics are there, especially in politics. We talked about solving the unemployment insurance situation. Our critics said, you're going to go ahead and you're going to throw people into the streets. Far be it. It was insolvent. It wasn't even going to be available for the next group of people that were unemployed. In 2 years, we turned around that $2.8 billion debt. Now we've got $1 billion surplus, ready for the next recession.
Labor advocates say that the cuts to unemployment benefits were a much bigger piece of the pie than the raises to business taxes to pay back that debt.
Let's just say this to you. Weekly pay, about $350 a week, is highest in the Southeast. We reduced it, but not to the lowest. The labor advocates are just complaining about the fact they got their welfare system taken from them. It was never designed to be that. Why would you want to make people dependent on government? And, you know, the critics, why do I go against it, critics? Because bottom line is simple. They're wrong. Okay? Why should you allow them to make statements that are not truthful? And I just don't tolerate that.
Do you feel like you have been able to stick to the truth during your career?
Yes, I have. Based on fact, in the areas that I found I was wrong, I changed. You have to do that.
What were some of the changes?
Whether in tax policy, I didn't, you know, what I initially intended was to have a significant reduction up front. It needs to be phased in over time. It was just a better way of doing it. We've lowered the rates and we put more money in the people's pockets. We've seen an increase in the amount of sales tax revenue generated because people have more money to spend on the things they need and the want.
The sales tax increase also is related, though, to a slight expansion of the sales tax base that went with cutting some of the income rates, which is a more regressive form of taxing.
It's not regressive. And that's, you know, you make a statement that the critics make. But the fact of the matter is it allows people to have an opportunity to move forward.
But just as far as the tax terminology, I mean, what I mean by regressive is people with lower income end up paying a bigger chunk of their budget on it because the sales tax is the same for everyone.
Well, that would be fine if it were not totally the fact that we raised the zero bracket, which is the amount of income people don't pay taxes on, up to $9,000. Now we've raised it to $15,500, and I want to raise it to $17,500 before I finish. That means the first $17,500 of state income is tax-free in North Carolina.
So that helps the lower-income folks.
It absolutely does. It is a comprehensive change in the way we change tax policy.
I know you were one of the leaders behind the 2011 redistricting plan as well.
Yes, sir.
How important has that been in helping to solidify Republican control in the legislature?
We followed the law. To say that they were designed for Republicans, what they are actually is an opportunity to run a competitive election.
But there are also a lot more slam dunk districts. And when the Democrats had control in North Carolina and did redistricting, they did the same thing. The thought is always for state lawmakers when you get to redraw these maps to create some more slam dunks where you can and to create some competitive districts where you could. Are you saying that was not at all part of the thought process for Republicans?
Here's the difference. Following the law. We didn't make anything different than that. You followed the law. The law, I told you what it was. All I'll say to you is if you make them competitive and Republicans win, is that wrong? No. I mean, the fact is, you're letting the voters make the decision. The critics that come out and say, oh, you made them Republican. No, we made them competitive, and the Democrats could not sell their issues.
The redistricting changes and the voting overhaul still face legal challenges. Rucho says he's confident judges will validate his work. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Matthews.